Okay, the next drug that we have is the intravenous immunoglobulin therapy. So what is intravenous immunoglobulin therapy means? It is a infusion which contains high doses of the immunoglobulin IgG, which is pooled and collected from the plasma of thousands of the healthy donors. And this mainly contains immunoglobulin IgG. So the indications of the IV immunoglobulin is divided into two. The first is the dermatological and the non-dermatological users, or we can say, or we can divide it into off-label users and the licensed users. So the licensed users of the IV immunoglobulin includes ITP, primary and secondary immunodeficiency syndromes, in which the IV immunoglobulin is used as a replacement therapy. Besides this, it is also used for the GBS and Kawasaki disease. The off-label users or the dermatological users of IV immunoglobulin include all of the autoimmune or the autoinflammatory disorders or the chronic inflammatory disorders, such as the autoimmune bullous disorders, such as pemphigus, pemphigoid, EBA, IgA disease, or the linear IgA disease. Other autoimmune inflammatory disorders such as SLE, dermatomyositis, systemic sclerosis, and other like chronic autoimmune urticaria, graft versus host disease, and scleromyxedema. IV immunoglobulin is a pregnancy category C drug. The half-life is 4 weeks. Then talking about the mechanism of action of or the photodynamic or photodynamics of IV immunoglobulin is that it overall binds with the Fc receptors, and hence it causes it helps in the clearance of the pathogenic autoantibodies. First, the IV immunoglobulin acts on the adaptive and the innate immune components to establish an immune hemostasis. And how does it do that? It binds with the Fc receptor of the B lymphocytes. It binds with the Fc receptor of the macrophages, granulocytes, and helps, and thus it causes a negative feedback inhibition. When it binds with the Fc receptor of the B cells, then it induces negative feedback inhibition and hence decreased production of the pathogenic autoantibodies and the cytokines, and it also causes B cell apoptosis. Then it also binds with the Fc receptors of the macrophages, and hence it inhibits the secretion of the pro-inflammatory cytokines. It binds and blocks Fc receptors on the granulocytes, causing inhibition of the degranulation of these granulocytes and release of the pro-inflammatory substances from the granulocytes. It also causes saturation of the Fc receptors. So in this way, we can see that it binds to the Fc receptors, it causes saturation and decreased production of the pathogenic autoantibodies. In the meanwhile, those autoantibodies which are produced, they are cleared from the body, hence causing the decreased severity or the decreased effect of those pathogenic autoantibodies. It also causes a decreased complement mediated effect by decreasing the membrane attack complex formation, and hence decrease the overall inflammation. It inhibits the release of certain cytokines such as TNF-alpha or interferon gamma. It also inhibits the maturation and function of the dendritic cells. So in this way, we see that it helps to maintain a balance or hemostasis in the innate and adaptive immunity, preventing pathogenic autoantibodies, cytokine, inflammatory substances production, leading to settling down of the overall inflammatory process. In the pharmacokinetics, the IV immunoglobulin is given intravenously, and then it is gradually degraded by the cells of the reticuloendothelial cells. Because it can cause cross the placenta, and it is also secreted into the breast milk, so it is a pregnancy category C drug.